Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And rightfully so, rightfully so. Yes, we're going to take another call. And right now, actually, I'm going to actually take a call from Alaska. How's that? Let's take Bill. Bill in Alaska, you're on with Jack Foote.
Mr. Rick, how are you?
All right. Good. How is it in Alaska right now? Pretty warm?
It couldn't be more beautiful. It's about 60 degrees out in the sunshine.
It's warmer Rick, than where I am.
Rick, I just wanted to call. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes.
And I just wanted to call in because, you know, your guest has got me so inspired. I'm just sitting here with my jaw hanging out. I just wanted to say that I think that you and your guest and Frosty Woolrich and the rest of the guys down there are the real American heroes here. You guys are taking up the fight that the Republicrat elites in this country, you know, won't do. They won't stand up and honor the oath that they took to defend this country. Mm-hmm. And thank God for Americans like Mr. Foote and Frosty Woolrich and the rest of you. I do a blog up here called the Alaska Intel Report.
Uh-huh.
And I was recently talking about this issue in one of the things in one of my blogs. And one of the things that really had me steamed at Bush was the announcement of this Z visa that he was talking about, where he's effectively shaking down the applicants for $3,500 a pop. You know, that and all of these trucks that are coming up in here, I mean, you know, they're having all kinds of demonstrations about the 12 million illegals that want to become citizens immediately. And, you know, I just can't conceive of where this man's head is at. I mean, legalizing 12 million illegal aliens. And letting in tens of thousands of Mexican trucks rolling all over the country to God knows where, with God knows what inside, with drivers that we're told may not even be able to read the street signs. You know, this is the way to deal with the problem? I mean, I guess the important thing is that the government gets its $3,500 a pop and the corporations get their cheap labor, and the hell with America. I mean, it frustrates me, and there's not a whole lot I can do about it up here except, you know, get on shows like yours and send out emails and stuff. But I just thank God for people like Mr. Foote, and I congratulate him on his victory. And just as an observation, isn't it great when you're in the middle of God's will, the peace that just envelops you regardless of the turmoil going around you?
There was plenty of turmoil, sir, and I am thankful for the gifts that the Lord has given us.
Well, congratulations on your victory. Rick, thank you so much for what you do every night. You're always there.
Well, I appreciate the thanks, and thank you for calling. Thank you again. And keep up
thank
the
you,
fight
sir.
In Alaska. Don't forget, that's where the great, really survivalist, individualist, rugged Americanism is exemplified, I believe, in the rugged terrain of Alaska and Texas and even right there in Arizona, where people are beginning to arm themselves, they're beginning to think survival, and they're beginning to think in terms of the second American war for independence, my friend. That's what it's all about, Jack.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take a quick break again now, and we'll be back right after 3 minutes to take a whole bunch of calls. There are people on the lines waiting. We'll get to you as soon as we can. There is one line or so available, 800-313-9443 is the magic number to jump aboard and express your opinions, your views, your questions for Jack Foote. He is the former national representative, the spokesman for Ranch Rescue. And we need a lot more ranch rescues and a lot more American rescues, that's for sure. Rick Adams, be right back, 1-800-313-9443.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Yes, we're back. We're back. Hour number two continues the program, rbnlive.com. And we're going to go right back to our telephone because I don't want to hog the show with questions, but we'll have plenty of time for that. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
I have two questions, one on topic and one off. The on topic is, I believe we should resist evil and we should occupy until Yeshua comes, but I also believe that because of this nation's sin, it's the sovereign will of God that this country is going to be brought down lower and lower and the aliens going to get higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I think that we should try to do everything we can that God wants us to do, but at the same time, I don't want to get pulled into the humanistic, almost dominionistic attitude that we as humans are going to solve all these problems without first saying the primary goal is to tell the country, if as a country we don't start turning back to God, then all the efforts of man, no matter how noble they are, they're not going to accomplish very much because God's will is going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
I may be taking a devil's advocate position there because I believe I'm a resistor myself.
Hey, listen, I've been saying that from day one, if you've listened to me.
Right.
That's all I've ever said. And I'm not ignoring that. I'm just saying for the here and now, the immediate problem, as far as we're concerned, is that the saints have to do their job, and that is to sell their cloaks and buy their swords and defend their property and their God-given rights to defend themselves. They have an obligation to do that, and they can't let the aliens take over their streets, their neighborhoods, their families, rape their children, kidnap them. We can't allow that because God says we have an obligation to punish them, to punish the evildoers. But as a national issue, yes, you're right. I mean, we're reaping what we've sown all these years of what we've done in the last century, really, right up to the present.
And the reason I'm taking this position is because this is what's always brought to me when I go to meetings of things by certain, quote, supposedly strict Bible scholars will say it's God's supreme will and we're not supposed to push back. We're supposed to occupy, but we're not supposed to dominionistically or kingdom now humanistically trying to go out and say we're going to do what God, we're going to go against God's will, and we're going to try to thwart God's will, and it's a very difficult thing for me to come back for.
Well, all you have to do is you have to be the one to straighten it out with your conscience and between you and the Lord. It's nobody else's business. You have to decide what you're going to do and whether you're going to do it His way or whether you're going to do it another way. But ultimately, it's each individual's decision to make, okay?
Right, and I have one other question.
I also want our guest, Jack,
right,
to address that, too, that question.
I can barely hear the caller. Could you repeat his question?
All right, he basically has come up with the supposition and the concern many of us have that, yes, we have the right and the duty to defend our country and defend our properties, our families against these violent intruders. But at the same time, aren't we reaping what we have sown before God? We've rejected Him. We've thrown Him out of the schools. We've said goodbye, kicked Him in the pants, and now we're crying in our soup. So aren't we really getting what we deserve in so many words?
Well, what someone asked right after the Columbine shooting was, if God is so powerful, why didn't He stop the shooting? And a very wise man said, well, you've spent the last 20 years keeping God out of your schools. You've sown what you reap. You've reaped what you've sown.
Mm-hmm. So you agree with that sentiment?
Absolutely.
All right. Next question for us, Dan.
Well, I apologize for this, but I love the program on Kevin Franz's 73 questions, but...
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I love the program on Kevin.
We're losing you. We're losing you,
Joe. No, I'm sorry, Kevin Franz. You had him on your program.
Yeah, Dan.
He gave out an address, website that was Gene 174 at cs.com, and that's not a good to get his 73 questions. That's not a valid one, and even looking him up on Google, we can't get him. I was just wondering.
Well, that wasn't a website. That was his email address.
Okay. Does he have a website?
I don't believe he does have a website
now.
But he has an email address, and he would send you the 73 questions, if you would email him at that email address, the same one.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, sir.
313-9443. And now it's Joe. I'm sorry. It's Joe's turn. Joe. Hello, Joe in Rhode Island. You're on the program now, Joe. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, Jack Foot.
Howdy.
Jack, how do you spell your last name?
It's pronounced just like what you slide inside your cowboy boot, but it has an E on the end, F-O-O-T-E.
Okay. I'm going to read a verse of scripture from Isaiah. And the feet are always the part of the body that are God's elect. Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Having said that, Jack,
again, Rick, I'm having trouble hearing your caller.
Yeah, I'm going to try to hopefully raise that volume on your end. Can we do anything about that, Kenny? All right. Okay, we'll work on it. We'll see what we can do. Continue, Joe. Speak up. Speak right into the phone.
Okay. Jack, if you are successful in sealing the borders and taking care of the borders the way you would like, you will, you know that you will be bucking the one world global system if you are successful in doing that. Can you hear me, Jack?
Yes, sir. We never had any illusions that we would win the war.
Yes.
We only wanted to win a few small battles. And like I said earlier, the reason that I was doing this was because, I mean, that incident with that little old lady who thanked me when I got out of the truck, she rushed up to me, she grabbed me, she hugged me, she kissed me on the cheek, and she put her head on my chest, and she cried because we were the only people that showed up. It didn't matter if we were the right people. We were the right people because we were there.
That's right. And I'd just like to say this, Jack, that when Jesus told two of his disciples to go get an ass, a colt, and that the Lord had need of him, of the colt, that he went to the two owners, got the colt, and the owners said unto them, "Why loose ye the colt? And they said unto him, "The Lord hath need of him." You see, and they brought him to Jesus. You see, many things are prearranged for certain people, certain individuals. Not all, but some. And a lot of times you won't understand it, but those things happen.
So our best work happens by accident, huh?
Exactly.
I think that it's not to me to presume to know the plan. It's just to me to answer the call.
Yes, just be there. Mm-hmm. The people in charge of this world global government, we know them as the Kenites, the sons of Cain, have reserved also. They have a predestined charted course. They have an army in reserve. It's, even though they're the smallest people in the world, they have the largest army in the world at this time. And it's known as the, and we the American people paid for it with our dime in 1988 when their government fell apart. The first thing that we restored was the Russian army. Paid for with our dime. This army, by the way, is the army that the Kenites now own lock, stock, and barrel. And at their will, they will come against this country when this country rejects.
Well, then it falls to each of us as men and as believers to practice our skills, to make our preparations, and to answer the call when it comes.
7,000, Joe.
We have to have knowledge ahead of time. It's all in the Father's Word. It's just our ability to find it. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for your work.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
7,000 remnant right here. All right. Hey, that's a good call, and we have a number of people who are going to keep calling in, and we're going to take them along the lines because 2 hours sometimes goes by too quickly, as you know, Jack.
Far too quickly.
When we come back, I do want to ask you right now, from a legal point of view, what can people do for you? What can they do for your work, for your efforts, and how can they help you? Because I know this has been very costly for you.
Well, yes. One of the bittersweet moments of our victory was when the judge said that the time had come for me to repay the court for providing me with the attorney, the attorneys that provided for my defense. So I'm now in debt. And
how much? How much? Can you talk about it? Or
it's several thousand dollars between what I'll have to pay the federal court and what it will cost to regain my rights under the Second Amendment. Because even though I won the case, the ATF will not restore my rights.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's a story in itself.
Yes, sir.
And we want to tell that story before we run out of time. All right. We'll be back 3 minutes to take more calls, more questions, and more of our guest, Jack Foote. He'll answer that question and others when we continue with Uncensored Radio Free America, only right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, Stoves & More Online.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We'll continue in just a moment with our callers. I just wanted to get back to that question that you were just alluding to, having to do with getting back your constitutional rights?
Yes, sir.
What that entails, Jack?
Well, as my attorney explained it to me, and perhaps any legal experts in the audience can flesh out the details, but the way that it was explained to me is that the courts have decided that only the ATF can decide when you have your rights returned to you. They've left it to unelected bureaucrats to decide what our rights are when it comes to the Second Amendment. My rights were removed from me because I was charged with this crime. I have won the case, But because that particular branch of the ATF that at one time handled the restorations has been defunded by Congress, they now no longer restore the rights of anyone unless that person has the financial resources to bring a lawsuit and force them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm facing. Now that I have won the criminal case, I now have to go into civil court and fight a several years battle, probably, and spend thousands of dollars to restore that to me, which should be automatic but is no longer.
All right, let's take more calls. Let's take Steve in Illinois, I believe. Hello, Steve. You're on with Jack Foote.
Yes. I don't have an over interpretation of biblical scriptures for you. I just think it was the sloppy thinking and the casuistic sophistry of the 1960s, particularly in 1964, electing Johnson, when Goldwater wanted states' rights. You were talking secessionist. And especially in 68 when George Wallace, too, was a strong states' rights man, and nobody would vote for these people. Now, this is just cumulative. It's been building up for the last, well, I would say since the Kennedys been in there, so it's going on a half century, 50 years, and this is the fruits of their labor. The only thing I can say for that Pinco de Mayo tomorrow, I say no human rights for this subtropical subhumanity. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. 1-800-313-9443. Joe in Texas is next. Hello, Joe. Hi, Joe. I know you're there, Joe.
Hey, this is Mark in Wisconsin.
Oh, what happened to Joe? What did he drop off? Maybe he had to do a patrol. He's there at the border. All right, Mark. Hi. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, this is great. You have a guest on who's actually doing something, Rick.
Yes. Well, a lot of them are trying to do things now that the heat's getting to be too much in the kitchen. You know?
Right. So many are just sitting around, feel like we're spinning our tires, and this guy's actually out there doing something. Mm. Great. Congratulations, and thank you.
Well, it hasn't been easy.
I got to say, all glory belongs to the Lord. None of it belongs to me.
You can take a little. Come on now.
I appreciate the thought, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to call in. This sounds off subject, but it's really not. It doesn't matter what kind of government we have, Rick, as long as we have a privately owned Federal Reserve. Now, I'm really pushing this video. It's a three-hour video. It's on Google, and it's free. And if anyone hasn't seen it, it's called The Money Masters. Now, I chased my tail for years and years. You know, I've been a Democrat, been a Republican, been an independent. And I finally came upon this video, and it all made sense to me, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really connects the dots. It doesn't matter what government you have when you have a privately owned Federal Reserve. What they do is they buy the media, they buy the politicians.
Well, that's what Rothschild himself said, didn't he?
That's correct.
I don't care who makes the laws as long as I control the gold.
That's correct. That's correct. And this is their power base, too, Rick. I mean, and it's all a big Ponzi scheme. We can print our own money. Now we're talking about immigration here. Immigration is a very, very important subject, but it is only a symptom of what's going on with the Federal Reserve. It all leads back to this banking cartel. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. There's no independents. Right now, all we've got, Rick, are nationalists and internationalists. And if people don't wake up and find that out, this country's gone. Much of it's gone already. I mean, we've lost rights. Just because people don't know they've lost these rights doesn't mean they haven't lost them.
So are you prepared to take up the gauntlet and fight the Second American War for independence?
I am, sir.
You are?
And I don't need uniform to do it. I don't need a weekly stipend from the government to do it either.
All right. Well, I commend you for that, seriously. And you heard the call now. Jack, do you have any comment to him directly? Go ahead. You're the guest.
Well, sir, I probably should have bounced this idea off of you before we were on the air, but it struck me that if our enemy, and they truly are our enemy, mm-hmm. whether they're tools of the internationalists or not, but they are still our enemy, if they want to make a statement tomorrow, on the 1st of May, we as the American people have an opportunity to make our own statement on one of their holidays. This Saturday is the 5th of May. I would like to find out just how many people in this nation would be willing to all go out on the same day to their local sporting goods store and spend just as much money as they can on arms and ammo.
Oh, boy. You hear the challenge, Mark.
Cinco de Mayo, Ammo de Mayo.
That's an excellent idea, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night. Okay, we'll be back. Final half hour coming right up, and your calls with more of Jack Foote, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Jack Foote, our guest. And yes, indeed, it is F-O-O-T-E, Jack Foote. All right. How do you like putting your foot in their mouths, Jack? You like that? I think it's wonderful.
I'm glad you like it, sir.
All right. So is there any way that people can help you with your legal defense fund?
Well, we're putting together a legal fund right now. I don't have a website yet. I don't have a way for people to contact me except through a email address that I've set up. And hopefully if people are willing to email me, by the time we get done with this week, I will be able to tell them where they can send donations to the legal fund. It will not go to me. It will go to my attorney, and he will organize and manage the fund. But the email address is legaljack@yahoo.com. It's one word, legaljack@yahoo.com.
Excellent. All right, let's go right back to the phones. We do have Joe back from Texas who didn't get on before. Hello, Joe. Are you there?
Yeah, Rick. How are you?
All right, sir.
Long weekend in Eagle Pass, man.
Oh, I can imagine, yes.
Yeah. I had a statement and one question for Jack. And, Jack, how are you, sir? And, you know, God bless you for your work. And,
thank you, sir.
You know, there's a scripture, Jack, that goes that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And I think that, you know, one of the callers called in earlier and said that, you know, that I do know that there's a lot of sin in our country and things like that, but I think he will perfect the things that concern, you know, true patriots and true Americans, and he's going to perfect helping you. And, you know, just because I go down to Eagle Pass on the weekends, and we got like 58 down there, just our little group of five that goes down there, and I understand what's going on with the Border Patrol. They're frustrated. They don't know what to do, but one of the things I wanted to ask you is, being there in Arizona, like, you know, I'm about 100 miles from the border where I live up in the hills here, but I'd heard a while back where they were doing a case there on the border where there was a flea market. They were selling a lot of guns there. And, you know, since you made the comment about how the ATF is taking so long in getting your rights back to you.
Not just taking long, sir. They're refusing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. And that was one of my questions, you know, is like, what is the ATF doing about these firearm dealers that are on the border? I mean, I myself own a firearm, and when I go down to the border, I take it. And but, you know, when you have flea markets like you do down there on the border in Arizona, I mean, if the ATF is, you know, they're going after law-abiding citizens such as yourself, but what are they doing about the illegals that are purchasing these arms on the border of Arizona at flea markets?
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering, are you still having that problem down there, Jack?
Keep in mind, Arizona leads our nation in identity theft.
Yes, sir.
Arizona leads our nation in credit card fraud. Combine those with the fact that most of the perpetrators in Arizona are criminal aliens that are committing these crimes.
Yes, sir.
It makes me wonder, every time I see one of these people buying a gun at the local gun store, at the gun shows that are all over Arizona, they're buying them by the truckload.
Yes, sir.
And they're buying them with other people's IDs, and they're buying them with stolen credit cards. Those people are arming themselves for something.
Oh, you bet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And I think that we all as a group need to go out on the 5th of May and celebrate Amo de Mayo by buying just as much as we possibly can afford on that day.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
thank you for what you've done, sir.
Oh,
my hat is off to you.
Hey, thank you, Jack. I mean, what you're going through, but I got one more question, then I'll get off and listen. But we've had, when I was down in Eagle Pass this weekend on a ranch on the border down there, I'm noticing, like, out of that 58, there was two in this group that were Jack Muslims. And they were Iranians, and they had prayer rugs. And I'm wondering if you're seeing a lot of the Muslims coming into Arizona. As you know, like, we're not seeing a whole lot. We're seeing some Asians, and we're seeing, I mean, of course, every ethnicity, man, like, you know, Brazilian and Nicaraguan, things like that. But we're starting to see a couple of Muslims coming in with prayer rugs, and I'm wondering if you like seeing that in Arizona as well. And I'll get off and listen, but hey, I appreciate your work, and God bless you, sir.
God bless you too, sir. To answer your question, yes, the last count that I heard, that since 9/11, the Border Patrol has arrested over 100 Middle Eastern origin aliens, what they call other than Mexican. But over 100 of them that they arrested had ties to terrorist organizations overseas. And you combine that with the fact that, you know, just since 9/11, the Border Patrol catches about one out of every 10. If they caught 100 of them, at least 10 times that many managed to get through.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on we don't see behind the scenes, and right now we're sitting on a powder keg of dynamite as a nation, because the other shoe could drop at any moment, and I think that moment will come when the globalists want it to come. When George Bush wants it to happen, it'll happen. All right, let's move along. And right now we have a call from Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You are next on the program.
Hey.
A lot of Texans calling tonight.
Hey, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Jim.
Yeah, good show. Y'all was talking about the Muslims in Mexico, you know, crossing the border there. You know, they've taken up a large area down in Mexico. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a previous caller talking about the fall of America. Have you noticed a influx of sidewalk preachers? Have you noticed an influx of them? We got one way out here in the middle of nowhere. There's two roads that cross each other. There's no town, no houses or nothing. He stands out there with a cross in the ground preaching to anybody passing by. And didn't they do that back in Israel before Israel fell? God sent in his prophets to prophesy to the rocks, the birds, mm-hmm. whatever would listen mm-hmm. before the fall. Okay, I just, and also something about the Russian army being the Kemites. Mm-hmm. What they refer to as the land of Rosh in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, before I cut out of here, y'all can count me in on the second War for Independence.
Okay.
I'm a dying war, Texas. You know, we're born to fight.
Amen. We need more of you. Let's get off our duffs and do it. Amen. All right, let's continue now. We got Leslie in Virginia next. Hello, Leslie.
Hi. Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Jack. Jack, I appreciate everything that you're doing. You are a fine representative of Long Ranch Rescue, but I want to thank you especially for standing up for my rights and my interest and being the true American that you are. You know, we just heard, you just told us the statistics from Arizona. Isn't this shocking that you have your senator, McLean, running for president of the United States, who is Goldwater in his book, warned us about the trilaterals. He warned us about the international bankers. He warned us about the special interest. And then you've got McLean, as senator, as you know, pushing the amnesty bill along with Kennedy. But more importantly, we talk about these things. What we're facing today is a result of the apathy of the people in this country, of not getting involved. And the least I can do for you, Mr. Foote, the very least I can do is send you $100. You know, we've passed the Bible, we've passed the ammunition. Now it's time to pass the plate. Now, I think this is something that the RBN listeners can solve. Your legal bills, you said it was a couple thousand, did you say?
It's going to be more than a couple by the time we're done. We're estimating at this point about $5,000.
Okay, $5,000. Well, there's no reason why the RBN listeners can't step up and at least resolve that situation.
Well, if they have any money left over after Amo de Mayo, we can certainly use it, ma'am.
I have no problems asking for it, John. Jack, no problems whatsoever.
Well, you're right on both accounts. My nickname is Jack. My Christian name is John.
Well, I request that the RBN listeners support you, and I will be sending you $100, and that's the least that I can do.
Thank
for
you, ma'am. From the bottom of from our entire family, from myself and my lovely lady Michelle, we thank you.
And God bless Ranch Rescue.
Okay.
Well, I'm not in Ranch Rescue anymore, but we never know where God will take us. I may end up back there someday.
God bless your efforts.
Please send me an email at legaljack@yahoo.com, and as soon as I have an address and the details, I will mail it back to you.
And I will send you the $100, believe me.
God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you, Leslie. Thanks for your great work. And others out there who are doing the same thing. You see, we do have a caring and compassionate audience. And many, of course, are hurting, and many don't have the money, but that's all right, because it's not just the money. The prayers do mean much, as you know. The righteous prayers of a righteous group certainly availeth much, and there are a lot of people in that category who listen to us each and every day and support us. So don't think that it's just about money, but money is fine. You have to have money to do things, but prayer and support morally certainly means an awful lot to these people, because without it, what good is having the money if, in fact, you don't have the will? And we need the will. We need the will, the prayer, the desire to do right and to get right with the Lord and do what we need to do. And I think that's, see, that's the key to our nation. That's the key to survival and then restoration. If we don't do that, then there's no sense trying, because we got the cart before the horse. So that's what we need to do, all of us.
I have to admit, I hate having to ask for help.
Oh, I don't.
But
I know how you feel.
In a legal battle, money is like ammunition.
Sure. Can't do anything with it.
I need the help to win this fight.
Hey, I mean, Jack, if you don't have it, you don't have the money, you're not going to get back on your feet, right?
Oh, no, sir. I mean, after September of 2004, we lost everything.
And you're not the only ones, too.
We have scrimped and saved and worked very hard the last 2.5 years. You know, I had to take whatever job that I could find, and, you know, praise the Lord, I'm now working for a very good company with good benefits, but we're still behind, and this burden that the court has laid upon us is going to absolutely destroy us if I don't get some help.
Okay, well, you've heard the callers express that help for you.
Bless them all.
when you're up and running with the website, and this money can be forwarded to you, it won't be going to you directly, though.
No, sir. It'll be managed by my attorney.
It'll be managed
or by an accountant that he chooses.
Right. So that would.
But I have to say, I wouldn't even consider letting anybody but this attorney handle that money. He has proven himself to be a man of honor and a true warrior in the legal battlefield.
And it is difficult for you because, you know, of what you've been through and what you have done and what you have seen and what you have witnessed, what you have gone through. It's very difficult for you to reveal yourself directly to the public. I mean, you're on this program tonight, but you can't really give people a way to contact you personally,
other than the email.
Yeah, because you've had some security problems and threats, I guess, against you, haven't you?
I've had a bounty put on my head by
really?
The drug cartels in Mexico.
Wow.
I'm not going to say how much, because I don't want anybody to get any more ideas than they already got.
Yeah, yeah.
But to keep myself and my family and our home safe, I have to remain as low profile as I possibly can. But I do want to get out and speak to your listening audience and let these folks know that we won. We defeated the dragon.
Mm-hmm. And here you are now, and here you are on this program tonight. And you haven't done too many programs, I would assume. You have not done too many others, have you?
Before September 2004, it was a weekly thing.
I mean, since this decision now.
Yours is the first, sir.
Down.
Yours is the first. We have... And I see the hand of the Lord in this. I started sending out emails to as many of the radio shows as I could contact.
Good.
Since I started doing that this past weekend, I now have 4 more interviews lined up just in the next week.
And after tonight, you'll probably have a lot more.
I pray that you're right, sir.
Yeah, I think you will. All right, good. Well, people will be interviewing you and bringing you on because the American people aren't going to hear your voice. They're not going to hear about you on 60 Minutes or NBC or the Today Show. Or
I don't know, sir. I was interviewed by Paula Zahn on CNN.
Yep.
And
what happened? I
was invited to come on the O'Reilly Factor.
And what happened?
I was traveling at the time, and they couldn't get a hold of me, but they were trying to get a hold of me at the time.
At the time, huh?
But that was before I was arrested by the federal government, falsely charged with a crime I did not commit.
Well, look, you might make it to Fox. You might make it to Fox, but don't expect any of the biggies to be able to pick you up and
well, sir, I don't worry about being asked to be interviewed by the right people. You asked me to interview. You're the right people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. That's the whole message. You're not going to get them anyway. You're not going to be interviewed on those programs for the most part. They just don't want the American public to know.
And I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Hate to say it, but here they are in the so-called news business, and we know that it's covering up.
How many of your listeners heard about what happened to Richard Kozak on the Arizona border in March of 2004? This man fought off a group of armed drug smugglers on his own property. They came back and machine-gunned his home mm-hmm. and burned his travel trailer to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
A group of drug cartel mercenaries crossed our border
mm-hmm.
and machine-gunned an American citizen's home. But that was never brought up on any of the major news media, including Fox.
I didn't hear Paul Azan talk about it. That's
no, sir, and you never will.
I know. And George Bush didn't mention it when he was addressing our border security in his address to the nation. No, he just managed to leave that out. Well,
but you heard that caller from Texas.
Yes.
He has a group of five people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just five. But they're going out, and they're making a difference. They're standing watch. They are the sentinels mm-hmm. along our frontier. How many more are like that gentleman and his group? Are there out there that are the unsung heroes? Those guys are my heroes. I take my hat off to them.
Well, as one of our callers said, not going to be, 50% or even 60. We'll settle for 5%. That's enough.
That's the elite, sir.
Amen. All right, we'll be back to wrap things up in the final segment. Might take another call or two quickly for our guest, Jack Foote. I'm Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd.
The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we are here back again, but we only have a few minutes left, and about 4.5 minutes to be exact. And we don't have time to really get into asking for more people to get on the line. You've heard the story now. You've got the idea and what needs to be done. And Jack has basically indicated what's happened to him, what it's done to him, and what it's done to his family. And he's, stated the case pretty well of how late the hour is here in our nation. And just think of what George Bush and Ted Kennedy and John McCain and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the rest of them can do come the end of this session of Congress if we allow them to pass this kind of bill, any kind of amnesty bill, which is an abomination, any kind of amnesty. I'm sorry. No amnesty for lawbreakers. But if we do, then we certainly will reap the final stages of this total devastation, I'm afraid, because Bush means business. He's declared war on the Constitution. He's declared war on Americans. He wants a lockdown, a total lockdown of our people and our freedom, while allowing the illegals to come across wantonly and indiscriminately. So, basically, that's it. The handwriting is on the wall, Jack. People need to know what they need to do in their hometown, in their state, in their district. And I think that secession, by the way, the secessionist movement is growing by leaps and bounds. In fact, I'm going to bring them back on again. I'm going to bring on some of the people we've had, Bob Yakamachi and others, to talk
about. I look forward to that show, sir.
Yes. We've had them before. And I'll tell you, resistance to tyranny is service to the Almighty. Make no mistake about that. Now, once again, the email that people can temporarily, they can email you, I'd get on the list, and you will get back to them with more details when it's finalized for any help they can give you is what?
LegalJack@yahoo.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. LegalJack@yahoo.com. What more can I say? Closing thoughts from you, Jack Foote, tonight on this program?
Gratitude.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the victory that he has granted us. I am thankful that my lovely lady, Michelle, stood by me through all the last 2.5 years of trials.
Amen.
I thank my family. I thank the other patriots that are out there that are still fighting the good fight and standing firm. And God bless America.
Well, okay. I appreciate all of your thoughts tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And Godspeed to you and your family. We shall be in touch now. Let's try to do
this. Oh, you can count on it, sir.
All right, and may his veil of protection be upon you and your family.
And upon you and yours, too, sir.
Thank you. Good night, Jack.
Good night, sir.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just about out of time, and I want to invite you again back again tomorrow night, and we intend to be back, Father willing, of course, at 9 o'clock Central Time. We will make it, and we'll continue with these discussions. There's a lot to talk about. Resistance right now is growing, and the so-called hate bill is coming up this week. We need to continue and escalate our fight for our Constitution and our liberty that God has given us. So that's it. A word to the wise should be sufficient, as they say. And that's all for tonight. Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time. Till then, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night. Okay. Bye-bye.